right now joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. He is the executive director of the College Football Playoffs, and he joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. He is Bill Hancock here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Bill, I'm Dave. This is Gambo. Welcome back to the show. Sir, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Let me. I want to know something. I thought about it last time. Why isn't it not the Gambo and Burns show? Can y'all explain that to me? I'm just inquiring minds want to know.
I don't know. It used to be Gambo and Ash, and then when Burnsy came in 8 years ago and did the show, we figured it like this. He's the one who talks first, so he's Burns. So it's going to be Burns, and then get so because he talks first. I don't press the buttons, Bill. I don't press the buttons. I don't touch anything. I talk second. He's the setup guy, and I'm the whatever you call it. So that's why I think we go Burns first.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what? I've never really even asked that question, and I've been with this guy for 8 years now. I have no idea why my name is first.
Like Doug and Wolf. It's just who talks first?
I don't know.
Rodgers and Hammerstein, you know, I don't know.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Laverne and Shirley.
That's funny stuff. Bill Hancock joining us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Notre Dame 3, Michigan 4. Tell me about how the process has gone for you guys so far this year, how the room is working, and how the judging has gone of these teams so far this year.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. I love college football and love what I get to do and really enjoy working with the selection committee. And as you've heard me say before, they start over every week with a clean sheet of paper and analyze all the teams. And obviously, actually this week and last week, too, that's the way the four came out. But that was after a long comparison of each of the teams' resumes side by side, as well as comparing what the committee members had seen on video watching the teams play.
The thing that stands out to us in Pac-12 country is just how difficult it's been to get a Pac-12 team into the playoff. They beat each other up. This year has been a very average, mediocre year. But one of the things I always look at, Bill, is like at Washington State, they're a one-loss team in the Pac-12, the only one. Non-conference schedules, Wyoming, San Jose State, and Ewash. And a lot of these teams in the Pac-12 have schedules similar to that. How important is it to schedule tough in these non-conference games the way you do the format now?
Well, it's very important. It's one of the tiebreaker factors. Head-to-head competition, results against common opponents, and strength of schedule. And obviously, Washington went on the road and had the game at Auburn, which was a quote-unquote neutral site game. We all know it wasn't actually neutral.
Right.
But that helped not only Washington, but also the conference. So when you compare teams, and say we have, I don't know how many 11-1 teams that last week, you always have to look and see who they played. It's just part of the analysis.
Bill Hancock, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, the executive director of the College Football Playoff. Do you get pushback from commissioners of conferences that maybe don't get as much representation in the Final Four as they would like? I mean, I know it's tough because you got Power Five and only four spots, but do you find that your job is getting increasingly difficult when it comes to having to explain why Conference A didn't get a team in the Final Four this year, or Conference B didn't get one in last year?
Oh, they're interested, of course, obviously, and they want to know why, and we are as transparent as we can possibly be. In the committee room, we don't talk about conferences. All we talk about is teams. And many times when we get to the end of the top 25, we have to count up and see how many we have in there from each conference. So it's all about the teams, and it's a matter of just explaining, okay, here were the tiebreakers. We had this many one-loss teams, this many two-loss teams. Never felt any pressure from conferences, but, of course, they're interested, and we get that.
Bill, we appreciate the time. Thanks for stopping by, and thanks for reigniting the debate about whose name should be listed first on the show. We appreciate that.
You guys are great. Thank you. Take care.